A Senate inquiry has heard that unemployment is a major contributor to high rates of veteran suicide in Australia. Specialists have also given evidence that there's no clear data about the exact number of Australian veterans who take their own lives each year. Frontline clinicians say there seems to be a lack of will to collate the figures. Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
The rate of suicide in Australia is around 12 per 100,000 people. That's more than double the rate of deaths caused by road accidents. But a Senate inquiry into veteran suicide has heard it's not clear what proportion of those suicide deaths are people with a defence background.
And certainly the statistics can be an underrepresentation because not everyone is reporting if someone is a veteran or if someone is ex or currently serving. And so that's difficult. You know, we need a system whereby we know every single suicide, whether they are veterans or not.
Dr. Caitlin Kerr from the Australian Institute for Suicide Research and Prevention.
Until now, I think there has been a lack of will to bring all of this information together and get a very comprehensive picture of what is going on out there.
Dr. Kyrie Colves, also from the Australian Institute for Suicide Research and Prevention, says there's a suicide register in Queensland, but no national equivalent.
There is definitely need for a central database which an ongoing basis updates and gives more details about each person, because at the moment it still remains relatively abstract.
The inquiry has heard about a range of contributing factors to suicide in the veteran population, chief among them unemployment and the transition back to civilian life. Dr. Caitlin Kerr.
Out of the 229 veterans that we studied, a quarter of these had had at least one suicide attempt. We found that there was 4 significant differences between the suicidal group and the non-suicidal group. The suicidal group were younger, they were involved in more contemporary conflicts, so that was East Timor and following on from that. They had worse mental health, and then significantly, they were also more likely to be on TPI or to be unemployed.
She told the hearing the process of transition out of the military is far from perfect.
One of the issues is that the veterans are reporting to me is that they're not being given meaningful work. So they're coming from a really intense, adrenaline-focused profession where they're representing their country. You know, they're brave, they're courageous. And then they're asked to do a cleaning job. Or they're saying, why don't you try being a storeman? You know, it's such a big difference. And a lot of these people too have this great moral injury because, you know, everything in their life has been about being in defence. And when you take them out of that position, they feel betrayed because they're told, you know, this is a family, we'll look after you. But that's just not what translates in actual practice. So they're feeling betrayed, they're feeling let down, and a lot of the people I see never wanted to leave the military in the first place.
Dr. Kerr was also asked about the impact of the Department of Veterans Affairs' notoriously slow claims process.
I don't work at DVA, but I can comment on, you know, the many, many men and women of defence that I talk to every year. And certainly their opinion is that DVA takes too long and is not a model litigant in that way. They have ideas about how things can be fast-tracked, but certainly I have got clients that I see who have been waiting years to be able to finalise their claims, and that's not unusual, unfortunately.
She says those practices do harm ex-servicemen and women.
The men and women are finding this extremely distressing, especially the timeline that it takes upon submitting claims and the process they have to go through with that, absolutely.
Witnesses were also asked about veterans' access to medical help for acute mental health problems, such as post-traumatic stress disorder. Dr. Andrew Koo, the Director of Medical Services at Toowong Private Hospital in Queensland, was questioned by Senator Jackie Lambie about the case of one suicidal veteran who was unable to access treatment for 2 weeks.
2 weeks is excessive and not appropriate, I'll agree.
Okay, so that's a health system
it's
issue?
It's a systemic problem.
It
definitely is, and it's one that every private hospital individually tries to get around with policy and procedure.
That's Andrew Koo from Toowong Private Hospital, ending that report from Angela Lavoie-Pierre. And if you or anyone you know needs help, you can always call Lifeline on 131 114.